الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, that is only means of salvation through inner peace and contentment in this earthly life, and Iman and practicing upon Islam, the only means of eternal salvation in the hereafter. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today being the 30th of Dhul Qa'dah, the moon was not sighted last night, on Saturday night. So as from tonight, inshallah, Sunday night onwards, from Maghrib onwards, signals the beginning of the month of Dhul Hijjah, simultaneously the beginning of 10 extremely auspicious days and nights. We've spoken in detail about it already. So important are these days and nights. To emphasize its importance, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, wal fajri wa layalin ashr, on the qasam, on the oath of the early morning light, the fajr or salatul fajr, and on the qasam, in the oath of the 10 nights. Many of the commentators opine that it refers to the first 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ يعني الْعَشْرَ. That there are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the foremost in the ummah in the understanding commentary of the Quran Azim, and emphasis once again that we always understand the meaning, the tafsir, elaboration of Quran Azim as it has been passed down from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they in turn to the next generation. And this way, heart-to-heart, generation-to-generation, in an authenticated form of transmission known as sanad and chain. Very important that one refrains from self-interpretation of the Qur'an Azim, and we understand it as conveyed by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Sahaba, and they in turn to the Ummah. And in this way, it has come down to us, heart-to-heart, generation-to-generation. So these are 10 days and nights in which good deeds are most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And as we learn in other hadith, they are most pure, they are greatest in reward. Allah loves to be worshipped more in these days than any other time. And they are the most virtuous. These days and nights are most virtuous, and actions in these days and nights are most virtuous. So we have been encouraged to exert ourselves in as much good as possible, in as much ibadah as possible, in good and pious deeds, to maximize and exert ourselves as much as possible. Hadhrat Sa'id bin Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, amongst the pious predecessors of the Ummah, would exert himself to such an extent in the first 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah that he would become extremely weakened due to exerting himself excessively in as much ibadah and good deeds as possible during these days and nights. So we have this perfect, this golden opportunity, but what do we try and do? Al-amalu salih, acts of piety, acts of goodness. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned some by example, that fasting in each of the first 9 days, each single fast brings the reward of fasting for an entire year. So as many of these fasts as possible, we try and observe. Fasting is that very, very special amal and action that all other deeds, they have their rewards, specified rewards, multiplied manifold. But fasting is that very, very special action, as-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi. Allah Ta'ala says that fasting is exclusively only for me, that for Allah's sake, Allah's love, pleasure, We leave food, drink, and other prohibited actions during fast. Allah Ta'ala says that I will personally recompensate for it. Subhanallah, the reward is so immense that only Allah Azza wa Jalla will be able to give its reward. As-sawmu junnatun, fasting is a protective shield that saves one from the fire of Jahannam. Inna fil jannati baban yuqalu lahu ar-rayyan. In Jannah there is a specific gate and door. One of the 8 gates and doors of Jannah is one that is called Rayyan, that is exclusively reserved for entry of those who had love, affinity, and a deep relationship and observance with fasting. They will be only allowed to enter through it, and once they have entered, that gate will be shut. So great rewards and benefits besides the fasting of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, the optional forms of fasting. And here we have these first 9 days, the last of them, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, day of Arafat, has additional benefits, forgiveness of the sins of the last year and the entire coming year. So one is during the days as far as possible, as many as possible of these, inshallah, to observe fasting, to spend as much time as possible during these nights in ibadah. And night is from Maghrib right up till the entry time of Fajr. So to spend the night as fruitfully as possible, from after Maghrib as possible, inshallah. Various forms of ibadah after Isha, also engage in ibadah. If we are tired, then we rest, try and wake early every morning for ibadah, tahajjud salah, salatul tawbah, salatul shukr, salatul hajjah, begging Allah Ta'ala for our needs and necessities, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, abundant tawbah, istighfar. We see conditions, there are many who are ill, anarchy, rioting, etc. This is a time and eye-opener, a wake-up call for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala fervently with as much istighfar, tawbah, remorse, regret over our sins and disobediences of Allah Ta'ala. Beg Allah Azza wa Jal forgiveness. Make a sincere intention between ourselves and Allah to forsake haram and sin, to resort to abundant tawbah and istighfar, a sure means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So to spend the night in similarly in these ibadat, also in abundant durood sharif, tilawat of Quran azim, a means of drawing the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, increasing our muhabbat and love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, increasing more and more in durood sharif during these days and nights, more and more practice upon the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, read from the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a great means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So these various forms of ibadah that we try and exert ourselves as much as possible during these very, very special nights. Other actions that we try and do abundantly is much sadaqah. Sadaqah, spending for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and especially that which is done secretively. Sadaqah cools the anger of Allah Ta'ala. It saves a person from a bad death. It ensures a good end to life in this dunya. Sadaqah, which is given in the early part of the day, is never overtaken by calamities. In other words, a means of allaying and being protected from calamities. Besides this, lots and lots of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Express gratitude, ponder, reflect over the favors of Allah, and express great gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for His innumerable abundant favors. Most of all, the ni'mah of Iman, the perfect deen of Islam, the ni'mah of being linked in the ummah of our beloved Nabi, Habib Sayyiduna Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We also, one great form of ibadah that is strongly encouraged is to remember death excessively. To think, to ponder upon the sakarat, upon the life in the qabr, the various stages of the day of qiyamah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Excessively, abundantly remember that which will be the means of cutting off all your worldly pleasures, and that is death. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned as a sign of a person of great wisdom, intellect and foresight, that person remembers death abundantly and also practically prepares for the life after death. For remembrance of death abundantly and practical preparation for death, they are guaranteed and ensured two things. Those are the ones whom Allah gives true honor, dignity and respect in this worldly life. And in the Akhirah, they will be the high rank, the hierarchy, call it the VIPs of the Akhirah. So take out time, remembrance of death. When one remembers death, many changes will come in the life, so much so that death becomes enviable, becomes beloved to a mu'min. Death is a special gift that Allah Ta'ala gives a mu'min, a believer, that links the lover to the beloved. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is on his deathbed, and his wife expresses sorrow and sadness of his imminent departure, wa huzna, he says, wa tarbah, no, this is a moment of joy, of happiness, a moment of elation, because ghadan alqal ahibba muhammadan wa sahba, that soon after my death, I am elated to know I will meet my beloved ones, to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. So if you adopt that attitude, one will not become paranoid, will not become over fearful. One yearns and desires to meet Allah Ta'ala, obviously without despondency, difficulties in this dunya, whether it is illness, loss of life of beloved ones, financial constraints, all of those become easy to tolerate, knowing that they will be removed at some time or the other. And for making sabr, there is immense reward. For illness, those who are ill, we make dua for shifa, for afiyah. Illness is a rahmah for a believer, provided it draws us closest to Allah Ta'ala. We do not resort to despondency and hopelessness. Illness and sickness is a means of purifying, of cleansing a person, and elevation of status. So these various tests are synonymous. They come with iman. Glad tidings for those who exercise sabr. A mu'min's relation with Allah is such that any difficulty, even an inconvenience incurred in this dunya, a thorn pricks the body, sorrow, sadness, anxiety, all of these are means of forgiveness of sins and will be immensely, abundantly, limitlessly rewarded by Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of Qiyamah. What we also try and do during these 10 days and nights is abundant dhikrullah. Ma amila adamiyun anja lahu min adhabillahi min dhikrillah. There is no action more effective in granting salvation, protection from the punishment of Allah than abundant dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And specifically, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has encouraged that in these days we recite excessively Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The perfection, the purity of Allah, all praises of Allah, none worthy of worship besides Allah, and all greatness is only for Allah Azza wa Jal. Now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged to read these words abundantly in these days and nights. For shukr to Allah Ta'ala on his favor of hidayat and guidance, for shukr to Allah on his many favors. These words have been termed by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in another hadith, al-baqiyatu salihat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, abundantly recite those actions of piety that are everlasting, never ending in their reward. The rewards will be enjoyed eternally, forever and ever to come. And what is implied by al-baqiyatu salihat, everlasting good deeds, these very words, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Over and above this, other as many, any form of good deed, helping those who are in distress, those who are in difficulties, there may be those who are ill in their homes, assist by preparing a meal, offering to do shopping for them. Whatever way, any removal of difficulty from another mu'min, bringing joy to the heart of a mu'min, this is an act that Allah Ta'ala loves abundantly. So removal of difficulties. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, very great alim of this ummah, compiled a great kitab called Ihya Ulumiddin. After his death, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, how has Allah dealt with you? He says, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah has forgiven. And the action in my life that Allah loved the most, the person said, probably your compilation of the book Ihya. He says, no, there is one deed in my life that Allah loved more than anything else. One day as I was writing this kitab Ihya, a fly came and perched itself on my pen. It was thirsty and it started drinking from the water content in the ink. So for those few seconds, I stopped writing and said to myself that this is the creation of Allah that is afflicted with severe thirst. So I held back, I withheld writing for a few moments till it had satisfied its thirst and then flew on. And he says that, Ya Allah, I do this action, helping your creation in this way only for your pleasure and happiness. He says, of all the deeds in my entire life, this was the one that was most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. So any form of help, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even says that you help a person to climb onto their conveyance, you help that person to load on or off goods. These are all a form of sadaqah. And if you have nothing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even says, you smile in the face of another person to cause joy and happiness, that is also a great form of sadaqah. So helping, assisting, rendering chores, whatever form of causing joy, maybe consoling those who are in bereavement, those who are in difficulties, any manner whatsoever, that will, and especially that it done be done only and solely for the pleasure, the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq, inshallah. It is only with Allah's help. We beg and beseech Allah Ta'ala, maybe make dua this evening, that Ya Allah, you alone, everything happens only with your will. Nothing ever comes to pass except only and solely with the will and the decree of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I beg of you, Ya Allah, you accept me to conduct myself in these very, very precious days and nights in a manner that brings your happiness, your pleasure, your joy, your happiness with me, Ya Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.